From the American Tobacco Historic District, this is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. Yesterday's primary elections drew the lowest voter turnout in state history. But in Durham, the primaries captured national attention. District Attorney Mike Nifong keeps his job thanks to a narrow victory over Freda Black and will continue to pursue prosecution of the case against two Duke University lacrosse players accused of rape. Perhaps even more significant was what happened in the primaries involving school board members. Three of the most vocal and controversial critics lost. Here to help us understand the results is Bob Ashley, editor of the Durham Herald Sun. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here, Frank.
Let's start with the DA's race. Mike Nifong, 45% of the vote. Freda Black had 42. Keith Bishop had 13%. Of course, Nifong has been under fire from all sides, it seems, from his handling of the case of the alleged rape by members of the Duke lacrosse team. Is this primary a vindication for him?
Well, I think it's hard to read it as anything else. I mean, what we don't know, of course, is what would have happened if there had been no lacrosse case. But clearly, and I think Nifong would be correct in saying that what he's done seems to have at least won the allegiance of a plurality of the voters and put him into office on a permanent basis as opposed to his interim basis.
And as we look around precinct by precinct, it would appear that the Black vote, while not overwhelming for Nifong, did go his way.
It did look that way. And despite the fact that the Durham Committee on the Affairs of Black People, which of course is very influential, endorsed Keith Bishop, it seems clear that Mike got a substantial portion of the African-American vote. Perhaps not surprisingly. I mean, I think in fairness to Mike, I think some of that probably reflects his ongoing record. But I think it's impossible not to conclude that part of that reflects his aggressive stance in a case that certainly, well, has a lot of people in the community focused on it.
The outlying sections, the precincts outside of the center city in the county were overwhelmingly against Mike Nifong.
Right. And, again, it's hard to know what to read into that. I think there may be that may be where you find a lot of sentiment that thinks he's made a rush to judgment. That may be areas where Freda Black certainly worked hard and probably had some reservoirs of support even before this started. At the end of the day, I think what this does is lays the groundwork to say, okay, we've got one part of this sort of almost circus-like atmosphere surrounding this case out of the way. The politics now, at least, are aside for a while, and we can press forward and let the judicial system work its way through a conclusion on this. Only time will really tell whether Nifong and his supporters, people who voted for him, we're on the correct side of this.
What about the Durham School Board? At times, public embarrassment with shouting matches, disturbances, even some arrests. Voters appear to have said enough by voting out two of the incumbents. Tell us about those.
That sure seems to be the case. And as you said, Frank, at the top of the show, I mean, certainly the national attention and a lot of the attention locally was focused on the DA's race because of the lacrosse case. But for long-term significance for the community, I think it's inescapable that the school board outcome is going to make much more difference. And if you tallied up the votes, the three folks who were the two incumbents and Steve Matherly, the challenger, who were most identified with outspoken and some would say even provocative discord on the board, got about one vote for every three votes that were for somebody other than them. That's a three-to-one rejection of what they were doing. And in one case, in the Jackie Wagstaff lost substantially to the person that she beat 4 years ago. I think the message there is pretty clear that whatever the mission of those three folks was, their method was not winning much support.
Still, the vote doesn't change the racial breakdown of the board. Still four white members, three blacks. It has it been since the merger 14 years ago. Any indication that the board will have more luck overcoming some of the racial divisions and controversies?
Well, time will tell. I mean, that's the cheap thing to say on this. I think certainly the African American victors in this have talked about wanting to have a much more cordial role with the board. One of the polarizing figures in this, for whatever, for better or for worse, has been the superintendent, Ann Denglinger. She will no longer be there as this new board takes office. Gail Heath, the chairwoman, chose not to run, so there'll be a new person running the meetings. I think there are just lots of variables in play here that say that you know, if you want to be an optimist, and I do, and I think lots of folks want to be an optimist, that we may move toward much more substantive discussions in the board and much less theatrics and anger and some fairness. You know, again, the critics thought that they were being marginalized, and their method of attacking that was to attack. And that has been rejected. So I think regardless, the message is that I think folks are looking for a different approach going forward.
All right, Bob, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bob Ashley is the editor of the Durham Herald Sun. Coming up, Turning Boys into Men. Stay with us.